sessions. The electrifying sessions. You've tuned into the electrifying sessions here on 100.3 Sound FM. That was a brand new intro. We got a great show lined up, tons to talk about. We got some guest DJs in the studio with DJ Dragon, and we got a special guest that I'll save his name and introduction for later. But first, we got a few things to talk about. One, there was the Sound FM fundraiser at Maxwell's Music House.
Oh, it was a great time.
It was off the hook.
There was a 15-year-old
hip-hop artist.
And he was phenomenal.
He spit hot fire. And
Sick.
They've raised a bunch of money. Hopefully, we're going to get that sign up for Sound FM in the coming months. We'll see. When we left, we had DJ Denim dropping out the best beats. Of course, DJ Denim, you want to listen every Thursday from 4 to 6. But enough plugging for DJ Denim. Let's get right into the mix.
Let's do some music.
All right.
Well, our guest sets up here.
Let's just jump into some music. Here's The Octopus Project with Dead Graduates here on 100.3 Sound FM. We'll be right back.
is wider. Mountains high, but where I go is higher. Love is blind, faith is blindest of all. Body white, body black as a pall. Day and night, gonna break up your soul. Lose a love, lose a life on the highway. Another ride every night, leave her noonday. Do you know you got family at home? Do you choose to forget all along? In the dark, ain't it right to be wrong? As I travel the city in wild, there's a wolf wanting flesh he can find. Starve a beast, spare the rod and our child. Ocean's wide, but what I see is wider. Valley deep in the shadow of fire. Love is blind, faith is blinder than none. Day and night, gonna marry the one. Body black, body white as the sun. Ocean's wide, but what I see is wider. Valley deep in the shadow of fire. Love is blind, faith is blinder than none. Day and night, gonna marry the one. Body white as the sun.
We're back here on 100.3 Sound FM, and you just heard some Wax Mannequin with the song Black Bells, and before that was the Octopus Project. Now, we're joined in studio with none other than Dino, or is it Dino?
Dino.
Hello, Dino.
Hi, Dragon. And yep. Jazzy Jeff. So happy to be here. Jeffy Jeff. Sorry.
It's alright. It's.
I do that all the time.
DJ Jeffy Jeff came before DJ Jazzy Jeff, but somehow everyone, you know, thinks it's the other way around. But that's okay. Happens all the time. Now, Dino Chang is a member of the Green Tree Frogs, and you may have heard of the Green Tree Frogs. They were the feature band of the week one week on the Mono A Mono show, which happens right before this show. And we're lucky to have Dino Chang in studio, and you just started your nationwide tour.
Yep, more like province-wide. Last night I was in Toronto. I played a little mini show there, and that was really great. And tonight I'm passing through Waterloo. So I thought I'd stop into the studio and say hi. Hi.
Hi, well, hi. Hey, it's great to have you.
Fantastic.
Now, this we have to record this earlier because the show isn't on Tuesday and you happen to be here over the weekend, so that's why we wanted to get you in the studio. After your stop in Waterloo, where are you headed next?
I'll be going to Montreal, actually. I got a big, long bus ride ahead with the rest of the band, and we're going to be in Montreal by Sunday evening, and we're going to play a show on Monday.
Oh, nice. So, now one thing about your band is that it's kind of members that come and go. It's not a set. You know, four-member band, three-member band.
Yes.
You kind of have band members that come and go, depending on where you're playing and...
Yeah. Yeah, we're really going for a kind of broken social scene kind of thing, where it's more of a collective, and you're going more off of a vibe instead of, you know, having set songs and set roles. It's more of an improv kind of thing. So... Yeah, it makes every show exciting and new, and so far the results have been good.
Nice. And to describe your genre, correct me if I'm wrong, it's kind of a lo-fi, acoustic-y, folk Any other?
That's exactly it.
That's the
exact words I would use.
So is this the second album that you're promoting? You guys had, I thought it was pretty ingenious, your first album you called The Greatest Hits, Green Tree Frogs.
Yeah, that was one of my bandmates who came up with that, and it was just because it was our greatest hits at the time, because those were the best songs that we had made. And so this is our second album. It's called The Lizard Tree, and it'll be available on iTunes soon.
Nice, The Lizard Tree. All right, we'll keep an eye out for it. I won't try and rip songs off the new album before they come out. We'll play an oldie, but a goodie. But before we get to that, DJ Dragon, I heard you talking to Dino Chang before. There was something about living with goats. I just feel like I gotta hear... Is this true, something about you living with goats earlier this...
It was more that I was farm-sitting just outside of Lindsay, Ontario, and I was farm-sitting a bunch of goats, and I'm sure you've all heard the phrase horny goats before. Well, I was dealing with the horniest goat ever, because the lady goat was, I guess she was in heat, and she had her little baby goat with her too, but she was coming into heat again, and the male buck was getting super horny because he could smell the hormones, and so he was like, we had him penned off separately because otherwise he would be beating up on the little guy, and he like started bashing his way out, and he had a constant boner for like 24 hours, and they do this thing where they pee all over themselves and pee on their head because it's
really
full of hormones or pheromones or something. So he was doing that and bashing his way out of the pen, and I was trying to handle him and getting his pheromone pee all over myself, and yeah, it was a hell of a time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Yep. So that's my experience with horny goats for you.
Now, you write a lot of the songs on the farms. That's where a lot of your writing happens.
It's true. And I just find that a good place to clear your headspace. You know, it's kind of a cliche, I guess, to go out into the country or to the cottage or to the farmhouse and write songs, but it really does loosen you up, and you can make as much noise as you want. No one will hear you. You just feel much more free to express yourself.
And get pheromones from goats all over
right.
yourself to improve
right.
the process.
That's exactly it. And you're out there. You're still doing stuff and, you know, living life. You're not just frozen in the wild. And so, the change of pace is good for creativity, too.
Do you have a song about the horny goat?
Not yet. I haven't really synthesized that into something
nice.
Musical, but maybe one day. I'm going to keep that in the backlog.
Maybe for the third album?
Perhaps.
All right, well, here's an oldie but a goodie. Here's Oh Captain, What Happened? Thank you. Alright, we're back here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Electrifying Sessions, and I'm joined with Dino Chang of the Green Tree Frogs. And we just heard Oh Captain, What Happened, and then that followed up with Checkerboard Floors. Two great songs. Now, those songs, I hope you don't take offense to saying this is an influence, but I feel like it's almost sounding like Bon Iver in the sense that it's lo-fi. You're not dealing with worrying about the recording necessarily, but I feel like these are spontaneous moments where you're just, this is a catchy riff or this works, let's record it.
Yeah, and that's totally it. I mean, we, like I said before, a lot of the stuff that we do is just improvised in the moment, and that's really what I enjoy most about making these songs, is that it's about capturing the feeling in that moment. In the second song there, Checkerboard Floors, that was recorded at our buddy's place just after a night out. We had gone out to Starlight and danced our faces off. Starlight on King Street. Is that still there?
Yep. Yeah, that still exists. That's right, because you're spent some time, you lived in Waterloo. You're now live in Montreal. You're a Montreal resident, but for a while you did.
Yeah.
Your roots were in Waterloo here.
Yeah, that's right. And so for me, that song always reminds me of those nights. It was like a Friday or Saturday night when they had the funk night, and we had just.
Oh yeah, DJ Charles was probably.
That's right. That's right, and we had just danced our hearts out.
Hey, you can swear. It's past 9 o'clock, so if you.
Well, thanks.
If you feel the need to swear, don't hold back.
Yep. Okay. I will, but I feel
sorry to interrupt, but keep going.
Swears are more effective when they're used in moderation, I find.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, and we went back to my buddy's place and we were all just like, probably smoked a joint and we're getting ready to finish the night, and we started playing that song, and it was such a soft, sweet moment, and everything came together so organically, and yeah, I think for the rest of my life I'm gonna remember that moment because of that song, and how in that soft, I don't even know if the moon was out, but it felt like in that soft moonlight, and with memories of that, of the checkered board, the black and white floors at Starlight, still we just all kind of drifted off to sleep.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those are the great experiences that make songs memorable.
Those are, and those like amateur improv organic moments in music are really, you know, that's when you feel connected, that's what music's all about.
It's true, and so often these days I feel like music is overproduced. They're trying to make it perfect. You listen to, you take the new, I don't know, the latest Guns N' Roses album, or those rich rock albums, and they're perfect. There's not one note misplayed. But sometimes you get more in those moments of improv.
Absolutely, because it feels more real. It's hard to be perfect. It's hard to connect with something that's too perfect. It's hard to fall in love with a girl who's just perfect in every single way. If she doesn't have any flaws or doesn't show herself to have any flaws, you don't know how to connect with her because you don't feel like she's human.
And the same applies to music.
Totally.
Well, I
we're getting deep here.
I completely agree. That's how it goes down on the Electrifying Sessions.
Yeah, this is live and improv, right?
Yeah. Well,
where's the script?
I didn't write down my questions really well, although I did do my research. Now, when I've seen you at the Trepid House before. But your one stop in Waterloo, which I would promote it, but I mean, this is a recording because it's the day of, so it, by the time this airs, it's going to be past, but you're playing another house show.
Yep.
And to go off, the Trepid House was a house that had shows, and now this is almost like the new Trepid House. It's a house on Pepler.
Yeah. I don't know if we should be giving the house number out, but yeah, this is a new house, and it's beautifully set up for just a rockin' party tonight. There's a good concert space, a great dance floor, records everywhere, a good chill room. I think it's gonna be a really good time, and it should be a real blast to play here tonight.
Nice. I'm gonna try and follow you as soon as you leave the studio to find out where the house is, and then I'm gonna come and hopefully catch a couple songs, and maybe I'll record a few and bring them back for next week.
That would be great.
Now, out of your band, I know one of your bandmates, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's doing his own solo work in New Mexico right now. He's kind of on a little mini tour.
Yeah.
So, is it Hillside Higgside?
That's right.
He's one of your bandmates. He won't be playing.
He won't be playing, not tonight. And, you know, Higgs is just, he's one badass motherfucker. He just is doing crazy stuff all the time. And he's like the most chill and friendliest dude in the world, too. He's just, I can't wait for him to get back to Canada so we can play again together.
Nice. Well, I'm sure it'll be a great show with or without him. Obviously, he adds to it, but you got others to fill that void. I'm looking forward to it. It should be good.
Yes, me too. Totally.
This is where I usually depend on DJ Dragon to fill in a few questions, but she left, and I have no idea where she went, so...
Well, I mean, you know, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I think we've gone into a lot here. Maybe we'll play a song or two and come back. Do you have any requests that we can jump to?
Yeah. You know what I'd love to hear that for me has that same kind of soft in the night feeling is Temescal by Monsters of Folk.
Okay, yeah, I think I have that in my music library. Do you know where they're based out of?
No, I don't know anything about them, except I know that, I think that they're there are a few guys from a few different bands that got together, and this is kind of their side project.
Nice. Alright, well let's jump right into it. Here is Temescal by the Monsters of Folk right here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Putting on my power, righteous as a rose. The mountain, now I'm walking up the road. Oh, love we made at gunpoint wasn't love at all. The dancing in the valley, the moon's the mirror ball. Blew open my mind, now it's an empty room. Swinging in a hammock, dogs are walking across the roof. I watch you braid your hair, you're from another time. When the earth wasn't so angry and God was on our side. Searching west and east, all points in between. Under the lines of thought, you're there and then you're not. Mm-hmm. ground. Comb with heavy magnets, but it still hasn't been found. Oh, sweating out my secrets in the Temescal. The screaming in the kite that a star's about to fall. Looking through the trees, cities and the seas, things we've seen on these on the lawn. They're there and then they're gone. There and then they're gone.
We're back here on 100.3 Sound FM. Sorry, you asked a question during the commercial break. We can get to that, but I just had to bring the mics back up. We're joined with Dino Chang here of the Green Tree Frogs, and of course DJ Dragon, who disappeared for a bit, but she's back now.
Thank God.
Thank God. I'm curious to know where you went, but that's okay. You don't have to get into it if you don't want to.
Don't get into it.
I'll keep it secret for now.
So, we've been talking with Dino Chang here from the Green Tree Frogs, and now, usually what I do when I interview bands is I gotta promote how to find them on the web. But one thing is, you don't have much of an electronic footprint. You don't exist too much on the web.
Yeah, and part of that is a conscious decision by the band in general. We have a small website that's not easy to find, with a few of our songs and tour dates.
Right, but and in order to find that, you can go to what you want to Google is Mono A Mono Radio, which is where we did. I'll put up a few things on the Sound FM site, or Sound FM Green Tree Frogs, and you'll be able to find more information and jump to those links.
Right.
But, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say how... the thing about having a band website is that you got to maintain it and update it, and it becomes a whole vehicle of self-promotion, whereas we've been able to, you know, play shows and reach people just by playing live and just by playing with our friends, and you know, that's as big as our ambitions are right now.
And that's the way to do it. And DJ Dragon and I have been talking about this. Do you think that this whole social media and the promotion through the Twitters and the Facebooks, is that taking away from music and bands? Because a band might be fantastic, but if they're not necessarily putting themselves out there and pushing, oh, check out this image, check out this set list, and doing all the things that is now expected of bands through Twitter and Facebook, does that take away from a band? Is that a must that a band must do to exist in the music industry?
I mean, I think it really depends on what you want as an artist and where you're going as a band. Obviously, you do need to have some tracks on the internet that people can hear, so that so they can hear you not just when you're playing live, so people can get to know you. And if you're playing something good, if your music is great, especially with the internet, that's the other side of it, people will find it regardless of how hard it is to find. They will find it if it's good, and they will spread it if it's good.
So you think there almost is this free market or filter that will filter out the bad and bring up the good through social media and the internet?
I hope so. Who knows how technology works, really? I mean, it's complex.
It is, because
I don't think about it too much. I just try to use it in the way that use technology in the way that most suits me.
And that's playing live shows and being organic in your nature. Yeah, and
absolutely.
And doing it.
Exactly.
It is good, but it's also great to find those video clips of Justin Bieber in jail. I'm addicted to those, but...
Can't say I've seen that, but...
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll cue it up during the next song.
Yeah. Put it on the website.
Now, you're now a resident of Montreal. How is the music scene in Montreal?
It's amazing. I don't know what it is about Montreal. Some people find the scene kind of snobby, and some people find the, like, Anglo-Franco-English-French divide hard to navigate. And I understand that, but there's something about that city that is an atmosphere, is a community for great music. And It's been a joy living there for the past few years and getting to be a part of that, and also to experience it, to experience the city. It's a good city to live. I mean, I don't know, because I'm in my 20s, so I don't know if it's as good in your 30s, but it's a good, like, city for your 20s. It's cheap, it's thriving, it's challenging. Yeah.
Is the music scene, do you think it's as good as it is because there's that clash of cultures? You have so many, it is a very multicultural city, but there's all these different ways of life and the different languages, or is it something I've heard of, the Wet Secrets were talking about how great of a music scene Edmonton is because there's this no judgment attitude towards music. You can go out and create anything and there's no looking down on something because it's different.
That's interesting. It's hard to say, because there's definitely a lot of judgment in Montreal. You meet someone that you don't know for the first time, and before you even say anything, you have to judge them to see whether or not you think they're English-speaking or French-speaking, so you can decide how you're even going to address them. And they're going to judge you on whether or not you speak English or French with an accent, and then you're going to judge them when you respond. And so there's all this prejudgment that is like built into the city that sometimes makes it hard to break into. But maybe in the music scene, music transcends language, and so all that judgment kind of translates into something different, or it's an area where people feel free to be free of judgment.
I definitely believe that, because in my experience in Quebec now, I don't speak very much French, and I've run into some people that have more or less mocked the fact that I don't know how to speak French and really say the words like caribou properly, which maybe we'll get into some caribou in a bit. But I feel like the music scene is very, from my experience, and now I've only seen a few shows there, but it is very open, and I think you're right that music transcends all judgments. And
yeah, well, it's interesting right now with the elections coming up, the provincial elections in Quebec coming up, and everyone talking about the referendum. You really have to live in Quebec to get a sense of it, and the kind of mockery that you might have encountered when you were in Quebec, I feel like is this weird mix of like pride and insecurity about being French and being maybe this guy you were talking to wasn't so good at English, and feeling like that's a real inadequacy.
That's true. He didn't speak English.
Right. And kind of overcompensating for that by, you know, pushing the French side of things. And I mean, I really hope Quebec stays a part of Canada. I love what it brings to Canada, and I just hope that people don't take it the wrong way, take it personally.
I don't think so. I think Quebec has a lot to offer. I'll continue to go back to Quebec.
Good.
And I'll still say caribou in Quebec. I might stutter, but I'll definitely still say it.
So what's the correct way?
Caribou is what I've been told, but I still can't get it right. I just say caribou.
You should say caribou.
What are three great bands that people should know about here in English-speaking Ontario that we should maybe, not necessarily that are French bands that sing in French, but what are, maybe give us three bands that are in Quebec or Montreal specifically that you think we should check out? There's the popular ones that everyone knows of course, the Arcade Fires.
Yep. And I don't know how well-known Patrick Watson is, but he is from Montreal, and he is English, and so I think more of your listeners will have heard of him, but his music is really amazing. He went to jazz school at Concordia, and his songs have a beautiful landscape to them. The way he puts it all together, it's very evocative, and there's a lot of very beautiful images, and his lyrics are great. His musically, it's very complex.
Patrick Watson, okay.
Yep. Another one that is probably harder to access if you're outside of Montreal, but there's the Community Vibe Collective, which plays every Tuesday, and you can probably find them on Google, but they're pure improv, hip-hop, funk collective of like 15 to 20 people that come together. There's a brass section, there's keys and drums and all sorts of singers, and they do all sorts of things, and every time you go, they just keep on upping the bar, and it's a great show every time. It's improv, and their musicality is amazing too, and they do some great workshops on improvisation too. Nice. So that's another one, Calmunity.
Calmunity, okay.
And
of course, maybe the third being the Green Tree Frogs.
Well, I don't know if I'd put myself up next to Calmunity and Patrick Watson. Also, Half Moon Run is from...
Half Moon Run, okay.
Do you know them?
No.
No, they're... they've been getting a decent amount of airplay on CBC lately, but they also... None of them are... Well, only one of them, I think, is from Quebec, but they all formed and are established in Montreal, and they've been making some great music, too.
Nice. All right, well, hopefully we'll get to those. If I can, we'll get to those three back-to-back-to-back right now. Why don't we jump into that?
Yeah, let's see if we can.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, here it is on the Electrifying Sessions on 100.3 Sound FM.
After back of the church, feeling water on your brow with its healing. It hurts at first, a sharpish pain that returns as a thought, that the needle in your skin will bring you closer to God. And I watch as your hand turns full circle. I'm hopeless with no coffee and a medical test. It's too easy knowing nothing, blowing off the rest. And the riddles and the pages leave it too much to guess. And the worry cracks and fracture from your hip to your chest. As I watch as your hand turns full circle.
We're back here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Electrifying Sessions, and you've been listening to Dino Chang.
Woohoo!
Here in studio from the Green Tree Frogs. That's it for the show. We want to thank Dino Chang for making a stop into the studio on his cross-province tour.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hopefully we'll have you back in the studio.
I would love to do that.
That sounds great. Maybe next time we can do a live to air. We'll try and set something up. I, of course, want to thank DJ Dragon for doing all the mixing. She's been working the board and made this production. I guess you would call you the producer.
Why, thank you.
That's it for the Electrifying Sessions this week. Tune in next week. We're going to go out with Caribou's Brahmi Kite. Here it is on 100.3 Sound FM.
Sessions. The electrifying sessions.